Hello, Nadia. How are you?
Pretty good, Dan. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. You had me worried for just a second there, but I know what it's like when you want to make sure you've got a good thing. You've got to double-check the race number and where we're going with it. We've got seven today at Port Augusta. We're going to have a look at the quaddie legs. And the first thing we look at is race number four, small field of seven. And number one's putting its hand up. Notice Me, 225.
And it's probably going to be pretty hard to beat too, I think, Dan. But Notice Me, I've got clearly on top. She's a mare who was able to find the top and just kept rolling last time out over the 1498 at Port Augusta. Steps up to the mile. There's no reason to suggest why, you know, she won't be able to run this trip. And they have elected a claim, so it does see her getting quite well at the weights. That race ranked very well for the meeting. She had the fastest last 600 for the program. So she looks to be pretty well placed in this. I've got number seven, a little bit funny, and is the main danger. Look, he's the horse who comes from running at Metro and also provincial level in town. Obviously, he heads to the dirt. He's had a couple of starts here. He's been a winner on the dirt, and he's been placed on a few occasions. So he does handle it. He gets in very well after the claim off the minimum. So he might be a better place play in the race, perhaps. Look, I've got number six, Bells and Bows, in for third, who's sort of whacking away okay. Poor Bad Moon Rising's down a bit in grade from its last start and does go well on the dirt. 1, 7, 6, and 4, race four.
In race number five, the scratchings are 8 and 10. It's a maiden, and one of the shortest price favourites anywhere in Australia today is in this race. Number three, Hard Ransom. Looks like it goes around in the same colours that was worn by the Group 1 Memsie winner, Behemoth.
Yeah, no, definitely one of the grand syndications here, Grand Ransom, and you'd have to be pretty bold to tip against it. It's been going around at the provincials, and it's been very consistent. But it's likely to find the top two, which is also an added advantage on this dirt track. From the draw, you'd expect Kayla Crawford to go forward. Look, $1.20, look, it's not a clear punting proposition. Maybe you've got a sort of one out this leg of the quaddie, or maybe look at a few multiples, or perhaps the leg of an all-up just to get a little bit more percentage on a few other horses that you might be keen on for the remainder of the program. The horse raced a little keen last time out, but look, you would think that if it can just run anywhere near its run last time out, it should be winning. So number three, Grand Hard Ransom on top. I've got the one, Always Sometimes In is the Danger. I think it could run a place, this horse. Look, it's had three career starts. It's sort of raced a bit ungenerously and still learning what the Cape is all about. And obviously, he's been a real late developer. It took him to Port Augusta last time out. Look, he was well beaten, but his run two starts ago was fair when only beaten four lengths. So I'm tipping with a stronger rider aboard today, and the fact that it can race handy, it could be an improver. Number two, Fox Country, next pick, fitter for two runs. And then I've gone out to number six, Julie is the next pick with the addition of blinkers. 3, 1, 2, 6, race five.
Race six is the benchmark 54. The scratching is number eight. And Winter Lady, number four, is at $2.70. Just gets in before she becomes Spring Lady in a couple of days.
Yes, she will. She'll be the Spring Lady very soon. And on her recent form, she's clearly the one to beat. She's drawn to get a nice run on speed. Look, she raced at Port Augusta last time out, and she got back a little bit out of ground, and she made up very good ground in the run home. Look, she's got very good provincial form. If she could replicate maybe even her run going back three starts ago where she ran at Murray Bridge, she was a good effort on that occasion. She can mix her form somewhat, but that was her first attempt on the dirt last time out, and she seemed to handle it okay. She'll take good benefit out of that run, and for mine, she's the one to beat. I've got number seven, Spencer Golfin, as the main danger. I think you simply can dismiss his run last time out. He got caught on the inside, and he never really got a clear crack at them. If he had have had luck, he probably would have been right in the finish. He's racing particularly well. Look, he won going back two starts ago, and if he gets a more favourable run in transit today, look, he'll be right in the finish. The two Augusta Rock, I've got in for third, mixes its form, but best is definitely good enough to be competitive. And then number one Onward, who's fitter for the one run back from the break, I've got in for fourth. 4, 7, 2, and 1, race six.
And the last of seven, Nadia, take out 2, 11, 14, and 15. Looks a tough race if the betting is anything to go by. Number 10, Kiroshima, is the $4 favourite.
Yeah, look, it's a tricky race. This is the race you've got to go really deep in this leg of the quaddie, being obviously a field with plenty of runners, and they're going to need a little bit of luck. Number 10, Kiroshima, I do have on top. Look, it's drawn favourably. Shouldn't get that far back off speed, even though there looks to be a really good tempo in this race, which will probably end up suiting him. He ran around a Gawler last time out, but apparently the reports were he never handled the track. He was never comfortable throughout. he had a veterinary exam after the race and they couldn't find anything wrong with him, but the run was just too bad to be true. He'd been racing very well on the dirt prior. Look, he's had three attempts on the dirt track. He's been a winner and placed on one other occasion. His best form in the dirt clearly has him the horse to beat. So I've gone for him. I put four Rusty Dusty Sunshine in as the main danger. She's been going around quite well at the Metro Grade, and she's also a horse who has been a winner on this dirt track in the past. She was a little disappointing last time out when she was five lengths away from the winner, Chavite. But on that occasion, the track sort of favoured those who are up on speed. Look, she looks far better suited in this race today. Five Doug's Journey, I've got in as the third selection, who's likely to get back but has got a pretty good finish. And nine, Zipper D for fourth. 10, four, five and nine in the last.
And your best bets, Quaddie and Player of the Day, Nadia?
Well, I think the best bets, it might come up in race number four with One Notice Me. I think it looks like a good bet on the program, race four, number one. We found it hard to find one at value, but maybe on a more of a place bet than a win in race three, number one, Burning Card's going to be double figures, and I think it can run a drum. As far as our quaddie today, we'll one out the one in the first leg, one out the three in the second, go 2, 4, 7 in the third leg, and then come home really wide with 1, 4, 5, 9, 10, and 16 in the last leg. And our player of the day, we'll take it all up, race one, number one, race two, number one, into race four, number one.
Love your work, Nadia. Good luck today.
Thanks, Dan.